I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Scotty Grambling with us now, DraftEngine.com, and this fantasy football segment is brought to you by Wallauer Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and also beautiful Rockland County. Good morning, Scotty. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you guys playing those Patriots highlights coming into the segment here.
That's it.
Put a smile on my face.
That's it, just for you. You know, Scotty, we've been talking a lot about this Giants-Eagles game. What about for fantasy players? Any Giants worthy of fantasy consideration today against Philly?
Yeah, I think Evan Engram is. I know we talk about him every week, but you look at the state of the tight ends around the league. You take Travis Kelce out of the mix because the Chiefs are on a bye. There just aren't that many good options. I've got Evan Engram as a top five fantasy tight end this week. I've got him behind only Detroit's T.J. Hockenson and then behind both Noah Fant and Darren Waller in the Broncos-Raiders game. If you look at Engram, they continue to use him. He's been targeted 29 times over the past 3 weeks. I just think that he's somebody, because of that volume, when you look at what else is available and how low the floors are on so many of these tight ends, that unless you have one of those three aforementioned guys, I think Evan Engram is somebody to roll with. I think Gallman, when you look at the fact that he scored for 3 straight weeks, it seems like he's starting to get larger and larger workload. I've got him just inside the top 25 among fantasy running backs this week. So there's a decent chance you have better options, but that could kind of slot him in a flex spot. If you're in a situation where you play two running backs and then have to play a flex, I think Engram is worthy of Gallman is worthy of consideration there. And then, you know, for the wideouts, I've got Sterling Shepard just outside the top 30 among fantasy wideouts. I've got Darius Slayton just inside the top 40. So I don't think either of those guys are great options. It's just not a high-volume, high-production passing game. And when you have Engram getting as many looks as he is, I just think the upside is limited on both Shepard and Slayton. You can consider them if you've got guys on a bye week or you're dealing with injuries. And if you had to choose between the two, I just think that the volume that Shepard gets makes him a higher floor fantasy option than what Slayton can be considered.
What about for the Philadelphia Eagles? Obviously coming off of a bye and getting healthy at a lot of different aspects on the offensive side of the ball, including the running back Miles Sanders with his knee injury that kept him out since mid-October. With Miles Sanders coming back with this matchup against the Giants defense, is he a must-start in today's game?
I think he is, David. I don't think you have to go with a wait-and-see approach here. All the reports from the week of practice is that he is healthy. You know, his only healthy stretch of the season, he was playing 79% of the team's offensive snaps. So you can kind of expect, if he's going to get 3/4 of the snaps, that actually be good news for Giants fans, because it means we won't see much of Boston Scott. He's kind of been a fantasy Hall of Famer in the 3 games he's played against the Giants in the past 11 months. But I think that Sanders is going to be a high-volume running back today in this game, both in the running game and in the passing game. You can certainly see a scenario where the Eagles are kind of looking to mask some of the pass protection problems that they've had and really utilize Sanders in the passing game. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets 5 or 6 catches. And, you know, a guy like that with the kind of explosiveness he has, that could be 50 receiving yards to go with over 50 rushing yards. I wouldn't be surprised if he puts together more than 100 yards from scrimmage, maybe finds the end zone. I've got him as just inside the top 10 among fantasy running backs this week.
All right, Scotty, how about out in Cleveland, the Browns and Texans? What do you do, if you with Kareem Hunt, if you're a Kareem Hunt owner now that Nick Chubb is back from injury?
You know, Moose, I think in this matchup today, both guys should be in fantasy lineups. I think when you look at what the weather report is, this seems like it's going to be a ground game for the Browns. That's the strength of their offense. It's the weakness of the Houston defense. And you could see a scenario here where Mayfield might only be throwing the ball 14, 15 times. That's kind of been the script when the Browns have gotten favorable game flow so far this season. We've seen both Chubb and Hunt produce. I mean, in the three full games that Chubb has missed, and he and Hunt have both been in there, Hunt has produced, and I wouldn't expect anything different today. I don't think Hunt is a top 10 fantasy running back because of the presence of Chubb, so I might not go with him in daily fantasy if you're doing DraftKings or FanDuel, but I think in season long, you can start Hunt, you can start him with confidence, certainly when given both the matchup and the weather forecast today for the Browns and Texans.
The Carolina Panthers are hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that top-ranked run defense. With Christian McCaffrey out because of his shoulder and Mike Davis in, would you start Mike Davis in this game?
You know, I would, David. It would be a lot nicer if the matchup was more favorable because, as you mentioned, the Buccaneers' top-ranked run defense in the league. I can't say I would put Davis as a running back one. I don't think he's a top 12 fantasy running back this week. But I think the combination of so many injuries around the league with the fact that you have the bye weeks, I feel like it's more process of elimination, and you end up having Davis land, you know, right around the top 15 among fantasy running backs. So I do think he's a guy you start. I wouldn't play him in daily fantasy, but in season long, I think just because of the volume he's going to get, he should be in there. But I think you need to temper your expectations here because this is a very stingy run defense for Tampa Bay.
All right, Scotty, how about the 4 o'clock window, right? You got Buffalo, Arizona, Seattle, and the Rams. We know teams and fantasy owners are going to be loading up on quarterbacks and receivers. Any running backs to keep an eye on in those particular matchups that you think are worthy of fantasy starting consideration today?
You know, it's tough for the running backs in those games. So you look at the Arizona-Buffalo. The problem there is it looks like Kenyon Drake is going to come back and play, but it's hard to know how healthy he's really going to be, if he's going to be healthy enough to split carries with Chase Edmonds. I wouldn't see a scenario where Drake gets the bulk of the carries. I just don't. It's just they don't have much depth in that running back core among Arizona. So I could see them bringing Drake back not for emergency purposes, but for a relatively limited role. And by the same token, I don't think you can start Edmonds in fantasy with much confidence because of the presence of Drake, and you just don't know how that's going to shake out. It's also a two-headed monster with the Bills. I think if you have a choice between Devin Singletary and the rookie Zach Moss, I would lean toward Moss. He's been more productive in recent weeks. He seems to be getting more of the goal line carries. But again, I don't think either guy is a great start. The whole running back situation for Seattle is just, it's a mess. Carson's out again, Hyde's out again. But as we saw last week, DJ Dallas just wasn't much of a factor. Now, part of that was game script, but Seattle falling behind. But Travis Homer was healthy last week. He hadn't been healthy the prior week. So I think you see another situation where those guys split carries. You might see some Alex Collins as well. So to me, all of those guys cancel each other out. I think when you look at the Rams, a little bit of the same thing. We've got Malcolm Brown. We've got the rookie Cam Akers kind of taking carries away from Darrell Henderson. Henderson at least had 14 or more carries in three games before he exited the one against Miami prior to the Rams' bye. If there was anybody in those 4 o'clock games among the running backs that I would start, it would be Darrell Henderson, but I got him outside the top 20 among fantasy running backs. I think the sneaky start outside of the quarterbacks and the receivers in these two potentially high-scoring games, in both games, Vegas has the total, the over-under in the mid-50s, is Gerald Everett, the tight end for the Rams, who has been coming on and really taking opportunities away from Tyler Higbee. And I'm speaking from personal experience here. I've got Travis Kelce on a bye, and I went to the waiver wire and picked up Gerald Everett. I think he's somebody who could produce in this game. When you look at what Seattle has done against tight ends, they've actually been kind of tough against tight ends, but Everett does line up wide and in the slot a decent amount of times. I could see him putting up decent numbers and very strong numbers in a sneaky way against the Seattle pass defense. It's just been abysmal.
The San Francisco 49ers are heading to play the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. And last week up against the Packers, 49ers receiver Richie James had 13 targets for 9 receptions, 184 yards, and 1 touchdown. Now today up against the New Orleans Saints, do you see that as just a one-week wonder, or do you see San Francisco going to their other receivers since they're healthier this week?
Yeah, it's a good question, David. I think you just have to be very cautious with James. I guess my best guess would be he ends up being a one-week wonder, but I'm not going to be shocked if he ends up being part of that rotation. I just don't think you can bank on him being enough of a part of it to be worthy of fantasy consideration this week. I mean, when you look at what happened in that Packers game, a lot of that stuff is garbage time. Now, you know, on the flip side of that, this game could be a lot of garbage time as well. And there's sometimes something to be said where you get a reserve receiver that has built some chemistry up with a reserve quarterback, and that's what we have with Nick Mullins. I just think that, Mullins now has more to work with Brandon Ayuk back and Kendren Bourne back as well. If I had to start any of those guys, it would be Brandon Ayuk. I think he's the only one you can consider this week. But I think if you went, you got Richie James for depth on the waiver wire for your fantasy bench, I wouldn't give up on him quite yet, because there is a chance here that we could see him be part of that rotation among the San Francisco receivers. And you just never know how things can shake out, especially with how just the whole, really the entire environment of that San Francisco team has changed with how banged up they are on the offensive line and in the running back core. It's not that run first offense that we were seeing when they reached the Super Bowl last year.
Scotty, Ravens and Patriots tonight up in Foxborough. Ingram back for Baltimore. How should fantasy owners handle the running back scenario for the Ravens? With Ingram, with Gus Edwards, with J.K. Dobbins, how do you handle the running backs for Baltimore?
Yeah, it's tough because you throw Lamar Jackson in there as well as getting at least a handful of carries, and that further dilutes what the running back core is going to be able to do. They seem to be very comfortable rotating all those guys in, Dobbins and Edwards and Ingram. I don't think you can start any of them in this game against the Patriots. You could see a scenario where the Ravens end up rushing for 170 or 180 yards, but I think it's going to be split evenly enough among the three running backs and Jackson that none of them really can be relied upon as having fantasy value this week.
Sticking with that Sunday night game, should the Patriots receiver Jacoby Myers be in fantasy lineups after his big performance on Monday night up against the Jets?
I think it's too risky when you look at the matchup, David. I think if Patriots were playing from behind for a lot of that game against the Jets, they're probably going to be playing from behind. I just don't think Myers is somebody that you can expect to sort of sneak up on a defense like the Ravens. I've got him outside the top 30 among fantasy wideouts. I do think he should be on rosters in fantasy and then take advantage of the right matchups down the road. I don't think that this is the right matchup here. I think chances are you have better options. Maybe in deep leagues, you put him in a flex spot if you have injuries, or you have a scenario here where you've got guys on a bye week. But I think there are a lot of better options when you're looking at it. Maybe if you're considering him between, say a guy like T. Higgins or John Brown for the Bills, I definitely wouldn't start Jacoby Myers over either of those guys.
Scotty, last one for you, and that is, ran through a lot here for fantasy owners. What about some sleepers and busts outside of what we've discussed?
Yeah, I think Antonio Gibson, people are down on him, the Redskins running back, because he fumbled early in that game against the Giants and sort of got caught in the doghouse there. But I think when you look, he's no Dalvin Cook. You look at what Dalvin Cook did, though, rushing for the 206 yards and a pair of scores on 22 carries. I think what that showed is how weak this Detroit run defense is. So I think Antonio Gibson is a solid play today. DJ Chark had a big game against Houston last week with Jake Luton in there at quarterback. I know he's facing a better defense in Green Bay, but it's a Green Bay team. It looks like they're going to be out top cornerback Jair Alexander nursing a concussion. I could see Chark having another big day. It looks like Luton has a lot of trust and confidence in him. And again, the game flow could be in favor of the Jaguars having to throw the ball late. We talked about how weak the tight end position is. I think Eric Ebron is a good sleeper for the Steelers today. I mean, you look at the Bengals have struggled covering opposing tight ends. The weather might not be great in Pittsburgh. That's what the forecast is. It could be more short passes in the middle of the field and less going to the outside, and that could benefit Ebron. When you look at a bust, Joe Burrow, when you consider what the weather's going to be in Pittsburgh and you consider how tough that defense is, I know Burrow was outstanding the couple of weeks before the Bengals bye, but to me, it's just too much of a risk, too many factors going against him there. Melvin Gordon has really dropped off recently now that Philip Lindsay is healthy in that Denver backfield. When those guys have been playing together the past two full games, Gordon has combined for only 14 carries, 44 yards over those games. And then Justin Jefferson, I know he's had some great games for the Vikings, but the over-under in that game is at 43. It's tied for the lowest in the board this week with the Ravens and Patriots. I think it's just very hard to start Jefferson when you look at what the Vikings have done in recent weeks. They're riding Dalvin Cook. That's the way Mike Zimmer likes to play. The Vikings' defense is playing better, so it's allowing them to ride Cook. You look over the last two games, Jefferson, just six catches for 90 yards, hasn't scored. Even Thielen hasn't been producing. He has just five catches, 65 yards in those two games. I think Thielen is somebody you still start, but Justin Jefferson, given how good the Bears' defense has been, relatively speaking, against opposing wideouts, and the fact that the Vikings have just had so much success running the football, starting the rookie wide receiver, too much of a risk this week.
Scotty Gramling, DraftEngine.com, hops on with David and myself each and every week. Scotty, good luck with all your teams, all your plays today. All right, bud?
All right. Have a good one, fellas. Great talking to you.
You too, Scotty G. Well.
DraftEngine.com, editor-in-chief, Draft Engine Fantasy Football Magazine. Hop online. Check him out on Twitter as well for all kinds of fantasy advice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.